Hey, listeners, it's your host, Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection Desk Podcast, where I journal out loud about relationships, sex, social media, mental health, and other random topics. And also, make sure y'all rate and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts or any other podcasting platform that lets you rate and review my podcast, because I know some platforms won't allow you to do it for some odd reason, but I'm gonna do more research on that. And another thing I want to mention is make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Reflection of Desk. I would love for all of you guys to follow me, give me feedback on the podcast, and, you know, develop little friendships and stuff, because I love connecting with everyone that supports me. And by you messaging me or even just giving me feedback on my podcast through rating and reviews and stuff, it really helps me a whole lot. So now that I got that out of the way, let's jump into this episode's topic. And this is episode 40. Let's talk about the friends who get a man then start acting funny with their friends and don't want to hang out with their friend no more. They be acting all brand new and shit. Like, girl, I was here before you even got a man. I was here when you were single for all them little 5 years and shit. Y'all already like, oh, calm down, sis, calm down. You get a little too hype in the beginning of this episode. I know y'all, but it's just, I had this experience with friends who get a man and then all of a sudden you don't know me no more. Like, girl, what happened to us communicating like we always do and stuff? Let me explain. So let's say you and your friend doing your regular normal routine with just hanging out, going out to the movies or anything that entertain you guys, or have little sleepovers and stuff, because, you know, grown women have sleepovers too. Ain't you never too old for a little sleepover? So let's say your friend just met this new guy or whatever, everything going good between the two, and finally he wants to make it official with her, and you happy for your friend and all, you like, yes, sis, I'm glad you found somebody that appreciates you and value you and stuff, and you just real happy for your friend. So as time goes by, you notice that your friend been slacking on, you know, trying to like text you, call you and stuff, just giving a little update about what's going on in their life, you know, the regular thing, how y'all talk to each other maybe once a week or maybe once every couple of days or stuff, you know, checking up on each other. And all of a sudden your friend just stopped, you know, talking to you. And they all caught up in their man and stuff. You see them on social media posting pictures with their boo, posting it on their little Instagram, Facebook story, all on Twitter, just being all booed up and shit. And you be like, okay, I'm happy for sis, but hello, where you at, girl? Like, what happened to us talking to each other and like doing something and stuff? And let's say you tried to even text your friend or whatnot, and then sis ain't even responding back to your text messages and stuff. It's like, well, dang, you so caught up in that man that you can't even send a simple text and say I'm good. And my thing is, when I'm your friend, I don't mind you having a boyfriend and stuff like that. That's cool. Like, I understand how you want to always like have your privacy and your me time with your boo and stuff like that. That's cool. But I don't like the fact where your friend starts acting funny with you, at like you can't, you know, hang out with your friend and spend time with your boo. It's like, you could split up those times if you really want to. You know, some people when they get in relationships, they be so all caught up in the person that they just ignore everyone around them. I don't think it's necessarily good to a certain extent, because what happens if that person, you know, breaks your heart and stuff? Who you gonna run to when you having these damn problems with your man and stuff? Of course you gonna run to your friend. I mean, you can run to your little family members and stuff, but the first person you gonna run to is your best friend. And this how I feel. Like, girl, don't be coming running to me about how this man hurt your feelings when you was unavailable to me as a friend and stuff. Especially when y'all on good terms and stuff, it's like, I'm a nobody as a friend when you and your boo on good terms. But when this man be disrespecting you and doing all kind of stuff that you don't like that, then all of a sudden, best friend, I need your help, can you help me with this? This man liking other female pictures on Twitter, Instagram and stuff. He commented on her pictures. I saw him texting another girl. Like, sis, I want to feel sorry for you, but you straight up just ignored me when y'all was good. So, of course, me being a friend, I'm going to put that to the side and still be by your side. But my thing is, don't be using me when you on bad terms with your man and stuff like that. Don't be using me for advice and get help. And then when y'all all good, all of a sudden, like, I'm nothing to you anymore. And sometimes it don't necessarily have to be that deep. But if you've been in a situation where you had a friend that put a man before y'all relationship, I meant not relationship, put a man before y'all friendship and stuff like that, then you know where I'm coming from when I speak about this. All right, so I know I was younger back then around this time, but I had a friend who used to do that to me. I was back in middle school and she had this little boyfriend or whatnot, and me and her was supposed to go to the movies along with a group of other friends that I had and stuff like that. And she was acting like she was down for us going to the movies and us, like, you know, having girl time and stuff. And then when we get to the movies or whatnot, all of a sudden her boyfriend show up and she wanna go watch a movie with him and stuff. It's like, girl, we had these plans to hang out and do this and that, and then all of a sudden your man just pop up out of the blue and you just leave me by myself, even though I was there with a group of other girls, but I was like more closer to her as a friend than the other girls. I mean, I was close to them too, but me and the friend that was dissing me for a man was like super, super close. So anyways, yeah, it's like you left me alone with the other group of friends for a dude that you're not even with till this day. Like, they ain't even in a relationship now. You know how them kiddie relationships go. But still, like, I feel some type of way around that time and stuff. It's like, don't be leaving me by myself or acting like I don't exist at all because you want to be with your boo. Okay, the whole plan was you could have made up this plan like this. Okay, I'm gonna pretend like I'm going to the movies with you so my mama won't know that I want to hang out with this boy and we going to see this other movie. Like, cool. If we would to plan this whole thing out where she can pretend that she was like going with me but really want to be with her boo and I wanted to go see another movie by myself or whatnot, then just let me know what's up, sis. Like, you ain't even got to be doing all that extra shit. But my thing is, as being older and a 21 year old female, it's like you can't necessarily trust a friend who puts the D before friendships or even family relationships and stuff like that, because you never know what sis might be up to. Like, this man can convince her to murder somebody or even murder you or some shit like that, and sis might actually do it. She might be crazy enough to do it because she's so in love with this man. Like, we not about to be on no fatal attraction type shit. Like, girl, But I really hope whoever listening to this episode really catching my point of this all. I just can't stand a female to, you know, just ignore her friendship overall just because she found somebody new to be with. And I don't want to sound like the selfish person or like a jealous friend and stuff when my friend get a man, because honestly, when I get a boyfriend and stuff like that, like, if my friend want to hang out, then I'll make, you know, plans to hang out with her. I won't always like diss her and be like, no, I don't want to hang out today because I'm about to go do something with Ryan. Ryan is just a made-up name I made up. I want to hang out with Ryan today. I don't feel like all that, girl. Me and my boo about to go out to eat and stuff like that. Maybe we can do something another time. Like, I'm the type of friend that will make time for my friend and my man at the same time. I know everyone is not built like that because everyone is different and stuff like that, but I just feel like you should, you know, split times between everybody, work life, your me time, your friendship, your relationship. Not everybody is good at like balancing time between everybody and stuff. And even if you want to hang out with your boo and your friend at the same time, let's say that your friend has a boyfriend too, y'all can like do double dates and stuff like that. Like, try something new, because I know most of the time, me as a friend, I don't want to be no third wheel, so I ain't even worrying about my friend inviting me to anything if I don't got no man and stuff like that. But it would be nice to, I can't even talk. I'm getting all tongue tied. But I lost my thoughts. Like, my train of thought. Damn, what was I saying? But yeah, like I was saying, I don't want to be the third wheel and stuff. So I don't expect my friend to invite me to stuff, like couple stuff, because I don't want to be sitting there looking stupid unless maybe her boyfriend bringing a friend. But I don't be liking that too funny either, because what if his friend is like ugly or I'm not into him? He's so boring and shit. Like, have y'all ever been in a situation like that when your friend man tried to bring someone extra just so y'all two can talk and stuff and maybe mingle and spark something up? Don't be trying to play matchmaker with me and stuff like that. But yeah, if you have a friend and a boyfriend, and if your friend don't have a man, I mean, you can do whatever you like, but I'm just giving a suggestion. Just make sure that you just spend equal time between the two, especially if you and your best friend really close and stuff. And I'm sure most of the time she would understand. If she like a real friend, she would understand that you want to be with your boo half of the time anyway. So she'd be like, girl, do your thing, I don't mind and stuff. But when she do make the initiative to try to do something with you and have fun, and just having like girl talk and girl time and stuff, like go out with your friend, girl, your man will be all right, because most of the time he'll probably leave you to go hang out with his homeboys or his best friends or like that too. Don't smother your man now. But yeah, you know, sometimes your man might want some me time or be by himself too, and you shouldn't want to be like all up or under your man all the time. Like, everybody deserves their own space. Also, let's be honest, the same friend that be dissing you for the man is the same friend that end up with a man that's no good for them anyway. That man don't even be shit in the first place. So instead of you ignoring your friend and dissing your friend, you should be talking to your friend while you in this relationship so she can put you on game, just in case this man ain't shit anyway. Because usually your friend can smell an ain't shit man before you do, because you like that man but your friend don't. So your friend gonna put you on game, especially if it's a true friend that don't want you out here looking stupid and stuff. Because I can't stand for my friend to be heartbroken or look stupid with a man that don't care about her. I like to be the friend that, you know, be there for her and try to like let her see that he ain't right for her and stuff. And then I know you can't always tell some people what to do because they like to do their own thing. Yeah, if you a true friend, then you'll tell your friend, like, best friend, you need to wisen up, this man ain't for you. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Yeah, like I was saying, majority of the time the friend that dissed you for that man don't even be shit anyway. So don't let yourself get into a friendship like that. And I know it might be hard to not be there for that friend, especially if y'all been friends for like years and stuff. But don't let somebody take advantage of y'all friendship and stuff. Put your foot down and tell this girl that you will be their friend, but every time when a new man come around, don't be acting like I don't exist. Don't be acting like I ain't down for you through anything. And of course, I mean, I don't expect you to be all up in your friend business when they in a relationship and stuff, but just let her know that you'll always stick by her side and be a solid friend to her. But men just come and go. Until she find that man that she can truly be with and commit to and get married to and stuff, like, men come and go, but a true friend will always be there forever, no matter what. So, you know, kick it to your friend if they start acting funny with you and stuff. Like, really get their attention and let them know that this ain't right, girl. Because, I mean, our friendship is worth more than a man. So basically, that concludes this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode and thought it was entertaining, because I enjoyed recording this episode. I thought it was pretty good. And I'll make sure I give y'all the episode question when I post it as a tweet on Twitter, on Facebook, and also on Instagram. So make sure y'all be looking out for the question for this episode. I haven't thought of one quite yet, but of course, when I post it on social media, y'all will actually see the question or whatnot. And I want to remind y'all again, make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Reflection Desk. Interact with me, follow me, share my podcast episodes. Y'all help me go viral. Like, help my podcast become really popular, because I post good content. I believe in my content, and I'm sure others out there would love to listen to my episodes also. So yeah, show your support the best you can, and I'll truly appreciate it. And you already know I'll be back with more episodes. Bye.